Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalecki. Time for another edition of Sports in Focus. Here is Adam Walsky.
We are at the time of year where a lot of traditional sporting events take place, and one of the biggest is still the Kentucky Derby, which typically draws at least 100,000 people to Churchill Downs. Now, the sports calendar is filled with tremendous annual events, including the Super Bowl, the World Series, and All-Star games in the major team sports. But to me, the most sacred traditions in sports are those that take place every year at the same place. There is something about same time, same place every year that is special to me. In many of those cases, the venue is a large part of the charm. What would the Masters be if it didn't take place at Augusta? Same with the Triple Crown horse races, especially the Kentucky Derby. The Twin Spires at Churchill Downs are iconic. Later this month, auto racing fans flock to the Brickyard at Indianapolis for the 500. Tennis fans have Roland Garros for the French Open and the All England Club for Wimbledon. It's the venue. With Sports in Focus, I'm Adam Walsky. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Adam. Did you see the story that came out of the New York Toy Fair a couple of weeks ago? You know, usually when you think about toys, you think about the latest action figures or even dolls or whatever, and nowadays even a drone, whatever. What about a Nerf gun that'll shoot a ball at 68 miles an hour? Yeah, it was introduced at the Toy Fair a couple of weeks ago, and it'll be under your tree this coming Christmas. Why? Now, when I was a kid, Nerf meant football. You know, the spongy little football, and we'd go out in the street, and we'd practice and pretend to be Terry Bradshaw, and maybe I'm dating myself a little bit, but let's make it more contemporary. Pretending to be, I don't know, Peyton Manning or Andrew Luck or Russell Wilson, whatever. And that was a Nerf situation. But now, Nerf means weaponry. And if you see a picture of this thing, I mean, it looks like an assault weapon, a plastic assault weapon, and it shoots balls at 68 miles an hour. Now, tell me the situation where this is good in any way. It's not going to be where, you know, there's little Johnny outside and he's going to shoot at Mikey who's standing a block and a half away here. Ha, ha, ha. No, it's going to be point blank range in your backyard. And when Johnny takes out Mikey's eye, Mikey's going to go home and his parents are going to call their attorney and their attorney's going to call you and you're going to have all kinds of trouble because of a toy that you bought for your kid. And this thing, though, it is not cheap. It will be priced at $69.99 when it's released in the fall. So they're going to put it out just in time for the holidays. And let's hope that the good sense of America will win out here and that the thing is going to be off the shelves by the spring. Because who in their right mind is going to buy it for their kids? And is this really marketed at kids or is this marketed at the idiots of your neighborhood? And I wonder what the target audience, and target is a pun, intentionally so, because what parent is going to walk into a store and say, you know what, that's a really good idea. He needs to be able to shoot an object at 68 miles an hour at somebody else. And this is not going to be for target practice. This is going to be a bunch of bored 11-year-olds taking target practice at each other. And it just goes to show you how dumbed down that whole toy industry is. I mean, it's okay if we're desensitized to violence when we're playing these video games, but then to put a Nerf blaster into a kid's hand, 68 miles an hour, and they're, oh, what, it's a Nerf ball. It's no big deal, please. Okay, my Nerf ball when I was a kid, that football I was talking about, if I rocketed that at some kid at 68 miles an hour, it would do some damage just like this thing can. These things are marketed without any kind of brains. You got 22-year-old kids now essentially running these companies and deciding what you're going to buy for your kid. And if you're smart, you're going to look at it and you're going to walk by. You got to use your brain sometimes, folks. And speaking of brains, how do you keep your brain healthy and how do you bulk your brain up? I didn't know you could do such a thing. Well, when we have questions about fitness and bulking up anything on your body, there's one person we turn to, and that person is Lisa Ritchie. Time for another Fit in a Minute.
Some forms of exercise may be much more effective than others at bulking up the brain. Scientists compare the neurological impacts of different types of exercise, running, weight training, and high-intensity interval training. The surprising results suggest that going hard may not be the best option for long-term brain health. In studies with animals running wheels or treadmills, has been found to double or even triple the number of new neurons that appear afterward in the animal's hippocampus, a key area of the brain for learning and memory, compared to the brains of animals that remain sedentary. Scientists believe that exercise has similar impacts on the human hippocampus. Researchers speculate that distance running stimulates the release of a particular substance in the brain known as brain-derived neurotrophic factor that is known to regulate neurogenesis. Weight training, while extremely beneficial for muscular health and bone density, has previously been shown to have little effect on brain-derived neurotrophic factor. I'm ACE certified personal trainer Lisa Ritchie, and that's your Fit in a Minute. Back to you, Ed.
Thanks, Lisa. Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge, and this is America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. In 1997, producer Aaron Spelling hired Hunter Tylo to star as a sexy vixen in the TV series Melrose Place. But on the first day of shooting, Tylo revealed she was pregnant, and Spelling fired her. Then Tylo filed a $5 million pregnancy discrimination suit. In court, Spelling argued that her character was to strut in a bikini while seducing married men, difficult while heavy with child. So, who won this jury trial? The final verdict after this.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
When actress Hunter Tylo took the stand, she looked radiant and sexy, then revealed she was currently 7 months pregnant. She won the $5 million. And that's the final verdict.
Think green. Harrison with you. The website for a chemical given to farm hogs says Paleen is technology at work for modern pork producers. Paleen results in an increase of high-value lean cuts of meat and pork carcasses. The active ingredient, ractopamine hydrochloride, which the label says is not for use in humans, can cause increased heart rate, dilation of blood vessels, and reduced testicular size, according to studies. When we eat this commercial pork, we're also digesting any chemical meat infused with Paleen. Paleen's own maker warns that human heart disease patients ought to avoid any exposure to Paleen, while Paleen workers are advised to wash themselves thoroughly immediately following handling. Since four meat companies now control some 80% of all pork slaughtered, maybe avoiding chemical meats may be as easy as going organic. From the Greeniverse.
Think Green with Harrison at GoHarrison.com.